This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
We are back, broadcasting live from Schnucks, South Oaks, 5780 South Lindbergh Boulevard. Martin will be here till 1. Then the radio show that everybody's talking about, the new baseball radio show.
Yeah.
What's the official title of that?
590 Baseball.
590 Baseball. All right. Jim Huer. And
everybody at this table is talking about
it. That's right.
Anyway.
No. It is insider stuff. It's good stuff. Brian is one of the hosts of that show. And, Brian, what is the latest on the Robert Kraft situation?
In Jupiter, Florida, it was an Asian massage parlor. And this is where it gets a little... I would say unfortunate because a lot of jokes about it, but this was, according to the police who investigated this, was a massage parlor with women where they were told they were coming to the United States for legit jobs, were in fact held as virtual prisoners and sex workers. And this is where Robert Kraft was. He lives in Palm Springs, not married, has a longtime girlfriend. They've been dating since 2012. She's 39. He's like in his 70s.
And did they discover him from a list of clients? Is that what it
yes.
was? If so, you just got to hope that there aren't any other names on there of interest.
Well, interestingly enough, yesterday when they first kind of had a press conference about this investigation, somebody did ask, were there any, and this is without even before Bob Kraft's name was mentioned, they hadn't released any names. Someone asked, were there any NFL players that were a part of this? So something was leaking about who was involved
right.
in this sting.
Well, they have a lot of baseball players in that area also.
Yeah, and a lot of rich people,
and a lot of
period.
Golfers, famous golfers.
Tiger,
a few broadcasters that sometimes are in that area as well.
That's true. Just to be fair, I'm saying this may not be the only name you hear.
Uh-huh. So, Brian, do you get the impression that this is kind of a real upscale...
Well, there's a term for it.
In your,
which
in
I'm
your
not
expertise
sure
of massage parlors.
Yeah, I've never had a massage. There's
was
a term,
a silverware nice?
There's a term for what this is. I'm not sure I can say it on the air.
Right.
Then don't, please.
Then don't.
I wouldn't say it's upscale, if I had to
but
guess.
What is Bob Kraft?
Correct.
And Frank, there's zero chance of you doing a remote from there, so forget about it.
It's unbelievable, though.
Why not?
Yeah.
And we can sell it.
Randy Markle there, for the people who don't know him.
How about we do five for Dan, and then later we'll do five for Frank.
All right.
Dan O'Neill's here. He's got the Blues book that is out, When the Blues Go Marching In, the Cardinal book down the road, right? Release date.
Yeah, celebration.
Down the road. Yes. This would be fun. Let's just go ahead and roll our five for Frank open.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's five for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
Best massage parlor. No.
Oh.
How about the, and you've covered sports other than hockey, a lot of golf too. What's the best event or game you covered?
The Masters.
Did you go regularly too?
Yeah.
And just to be down there? And
I went 18 times.
Wow. So. And it never gets old.
I thought you meant just in general.
No, that's a great answer. And then how can you narrow it down to a specific moment or
Tigers
game?
Tigers first?
I would say, Tigers first was great.
How about Jack's 86?
It would probably be tied with I was there when Ben Crenshaw won. And that was just, like, magical, you know, incredible story.
So it wouldn't disappoint. If people listening say, I'm going to Augusta.
No, and that's why I said it. It's really the first place that would come to mind for me. That where it would not disappoint. Very few places like that, very few events like that, but, and I'm, you know how I am. I mean, I was ready to be disappointed when I first went there.
And spoken like a long-time Blues fan. Yeah. I was
or
ready.
A long-time sports writer.
Sports writer, yes. I was ready to be disappointed.
Yeah, but
you walk
into that place and it's just unbelievable.
What about a game? Is there one, whether it was Mizzou or Cardinals or Blues, that is...
You know, it's going to sound stupid, but the game I always think of is when Granite City High beat East St. Louis High in football. It was like East St. Louis High was the number one team in the
this
nation.
This is a Bob Shannon team?
Bob Shannon team.
You were covering it?
I covered
okay.
it, yeah.
That's
17
good.
To 14, they beat them.
True or false, the Blues are cursed. And this kind of goes back to what we were saying earlier. I think we had Pat Forty on, and he's a Mizzou guy. And
you
we're
mean
saying,
literally? Because they're cursed almost. They were cursed a lot last night as well. You know. So.
Do you think there's? Are we just?
No, they're not cursed.
They're not.
No,
okay.
No.
It's just a sports franchise where bad things happen every once in a while.
Well, I mean, you know, the Cubs won a World Series after what 1908 was their first time. So it's going to happen. It's just
108 years to 50.
Strick says in the next 8 years.
Yeah, he's out on the line.
Andy Strickland made a bold prediction, said within the next 8 years they
in
would
fact,
win the cup.
Well, if Andy
would
Strickland
you take
said
that
at this point?
Yeah, I would take that. With you. Would you take that
a cup in the next 8 years?
Sure.
Yeah, if we waited
I'd
52,
prefer one
why not?
This year
sooner would be nice.
But if you're offered that right now,
I might not be alive in 8 years.
Who's the Blues' all-time best goalie? We've had this debate a few times, Glenn Hall.
Yeah.
Even though his career with the Blues wasn't that long.
No, it wasn't. It was at the end of his career. But you're talking about a guy who played, 502 consecutive games without relief? And that's just regular season games. That didn't even count the playoffs.
And without a face mask.
And without a face mask, yeah. He was, for his day, you know, Glenn Hall's one of the top three or four goalies in the history of the game, so I don't know how he couldn't be, you know, the Blues all-time best goalie.
Is there a most disappointing Blues ending? Can you pick one out of all the year where it ended without a cup?
I would say the Game 7 double overtime when Steve Yzerman scored from the blue line.
That's probably usually in the clubhouse, right?
That's number one.
That ended that. You know, they're playing a record-setting team that finished 60 points ahead of them. They take them to Game 7, double overtime, 0-0 game. If they win that game, Wayne Gretzky finishes his career here, and they might have won a cup. That goal changed everything. Within the next year, Gretzky was gone, Mike Keenan was gone, and then 6 or 7 months later, Brett Hull was gone. Total change in.
Did Keenan have the blow up with Gretzky right before? Wasn't
during,
Gretzky's mind?
It was during
that series.
Yeah, it was during this. No, it was during the Toronto series previous to it. And
okay, so he had already burned Gretzky. Yeah,
kind of, pretty much had burned him. But you know, if Gretzky told me he thought if they won that game they would have won the cup because they matched up well with the next. And he would have finished here. I mean, he had Al MacInnis and Chris Pronger and Brett Hull here. He would have scored probably 100 more points than he scored in New York to finish his career. And when you win, all that other noise goes away. Keenan would have brought it back right away, but for the time being, it would have gone away.
It is still weird to see him around. And I realize his wife is from St. Louis, but to see, I mean, he's
Starbucks and Clayton Lindbergh.
I mean, to see Wayne Gretzky
Plaza
just
Frontenac.
Hang, my brother-in-law is Canadian, and he was at somewhere in West Canada. He said, I think I saw Wayne Gretzky. He said, I called my brother back in Calgary and said, the guy played here for like a month and a half. I mean, it is, I guess it's the
such
wife thing. As much
as wasn't he the nicest of any like high-end superstar?
One of the best, without a doubt.
He was almost like Jose Martinez in terms of interviews. He'd do a scrum, and then you'd say, you got a minute? Well, I just, okay.
You know, here's the other thing is he actually, when they made the trade for him, he played his first game in Vancouver that night.
I was there.
Which, by the way, their starting lineup was Gretzky, Brett Hull, Shane Corson, Al MacInnis, Chris Pronger, and Grant Fuhr. But he was supposed to – they had agreed on a – he was supposed to sign a contract during the day, but just got – there was too much stuff going on, and he didn't get around to doing it. And that's why he didn't wind up staying here, you know. If he'd had 5 minutes that day to go ahead and sign the contract,
it would have been signed and sealed.
Yeah.
And how about for a Blues fan, if they could get on a plane and go to any city and see the Blues play? You mentioned Vancouver. Where would you tell them to go?
Montreal.
See a game? Montreal.
Yeah. Great.
I've never been.
Fantastic.
I've never been to a game. I've been to the city. And it is pretty cool.
Fantastic.
And people who've never been to Europe, I'd say you go to Montreal, you get a little slice. I'd love to go to Quebec City.
Yeah, I'd get that flavor. Quebec City. But I would say Montreal, you know, kind of under the radar, San Jose is a great place to see it.
Yeah, been there a bunch of times.
Super loud, crazy.
Yeah, the craziest, nastiest crowd.
Yeah, and then, of course, Chicago's, you know. But Chicago's not as, just like St. Louis, they're not as good as they were in the old buildings.
And even the Joe, I've not been to Detroit with the new stadium. It can't be the same.
Either. No, I hated the old place, so.
Worst press box. Not that anybody cares. You would be looking for a seat, and there wasn't one for us. And you're like, excuse me, yeah. And you're bumping like an 80-year-old sports writer. And then all of a sudden, excuse me. And you're standing next to Chris Kerber. I mean, like, yeah. They literally just slapped the broadcasters, a couple of writers in one row, and that was it.
That and the aroma of urine that was kind of constantly in the air was a detriment.
As opposed to the old arena, which was swank and sharp and clean all the time.
Full of cats.
Yeah. All right, Dan, one more time before we let you out of here. The way to get this incredible Blues book, and it really is sensational, folks.
Well, When the Blues Go Marching In is the name of the book, and it's available at, I think, just about any bookstore in town. Of course, on Amazon, ReedyPress.com. So it's available, and I have a website for it, which is just called, not a website, but a Facebook page, called When the Blues Go Marching In. And I post events there. I'll probably be doing a couple more events before the hockey season's out, but I don't have anything scheduled right now.
Keep us posted. Dan, thanks so much. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Outstanding.
I appreciate
book.
It.
All right. We got a break here, but before we go to break, quick word about one of our new sponsors. It's Key Malls Restaurant, the Key Malls in Westport. If you get a chance this weekend, go to St. Louis's newest, hottest restaurant. The bar is unbelievable. And we're bringing all of our specialties, our manicottis and our cannellonis and calzones and linguine, con vongole. We have a steakhouse concept, though. We are Key Malls Chop House, so you'll see a vast array of the finest steaks in St. Louis. I am actually a little partial to the two-pound pork steak. It's a two-pound pork steak, barbecued, and you get the Key Malls pasta with it. And a salad and cheese bread for about $35. It's really one of the best deals in St. Louis. Check this place out. We're real excited about it. We're still working out some kinks, but we're almost there. But we'll be open and rocking this weekend. Key Malls in Westport, the Key Malls Chop House. We'll be right back.